Hello, lovelies. Welcome to Almost Married, the podcast for all the brides and grooms to learn all the tips and tricks to plan the wedding of your dreams. I'm your host, Allie Armstrong, and I'm so excited you joined us and to be a small part of your big day. So welcome back. I'm Allie Armstrong, and today we're talking fitness and nutrition with Phil McKenzie, a nutrition and fat loss expert and founder of Lean Squad. Welcome to the podcast, Phil.
Thanks for having me, Allie.
Thank you. I mean, I cannot get enough of your Instagram stories, and your platform is absolutely incredible, and your energy is so contagious. And for everyone listening, you need to follow Phil on social media at Lean Squad, because his cooking Insta stories are hilarious and so informative.
Yeah, I think we need to have a little warning there that they're going to hear some noises they probably never heard before. Beeps and bops.
Beep, pop, pop, yeah, as you're cooking.
Yeah. Everyone listening is probably like, what are they talking about? But you got to, yeah, you definitely got to go to Instagram to understand.
Absolutely, but it works. And I can officially say that I am a squatty, as you call it. And
yes, you are.
I am on your 90-day lean plan, and your recipes are like so good. Like I'm not lying. That strawberries and cream smoothie that I have almost every morning tastes like I'm cheating. It's so good.
Yeah. I mean, I think since day one, it was always my intention to make, like, food should be enjoyable. And I think there's too many fat loss and weight loss plans out there that are so restrictive. And, you know, inherently, a lot of the reasons why, or the majority of reasons why diets fail is because they are so restrictive and not enjoyable. So I think from day one, you know, food has always been a big part of my life, and enjoying the food I eat is massively important. So trying to showcase through Instagram, like you touched on those recipes, and, you know, making sure that people love the food they're eating has been goal number one since day one.
And that makes so much sense. And especially the little snack and kind of treat options that you send your clients. Like, I made these cookie dough balls made out of rolled oats with some dark chocolate chips, but it actually, my kids love them. It tastes like, you know, we're actually, you know, getting, you know, something like a treat. It's amazing.
Yeah. And I think, you know, it's one of those things that if you're always looking around you and you're always saying, I can't have that, I can't have that, eventually you just kind of, you know, you go crazy, and then you go completely the opposite way, right? You go off the track completely, right? Because when you're so restrictive, eventually there's going to be a breaking point. And the goal is to, you know, showcase that you can still eat healthy, you can still enjoy yourself, you can still have a drink, you can still have fun. And you know, in the case of, I'm sure a lot of your listeners, enjoy the buildup to your wedding without, you know, going stir crazy and, you know, almost, you know, crumbling, because you're so restrictive.
Yes. So speaking of weddings, that's why I wanted you on today, because, there are so many brides and grooms and couples that, you know, leading up to the wedding, looking their very best, being the best version of themselves is so important and is often the time that couples start to really put an emphasis on their nutrition plan and their fitness regimes. So I have so many questions for you, but I'm going to jump in and start with, you know, how far in advance should a couple or should an individual really start getting after it and jump into kind of a really serious, strict, you know, diet and fitness, you know, routine?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a great question. You know, typically, for me, it's 90 days. Obviously, you know, you look at the 90-day lean plan that I started, and it was because 90 days is a time period where you can accomplish so much. So it's basically 3 months, and, you know, the changes can be so drastic. Not only in your body, appearance wise and weight wise and fat loss wise, but also in how you feel. So you can be a completely different person at that 90 days. Whereas a lot of the other short term ones, you know, you've probably seen, like, lose, you know, 20 pounds in 2 weeks, first of all, it's going to be water weight. It's going to be so restrictive that you are going to be a worse person by the end of those 2 weeks. You know,
so
if you
miserable.
Leave it that late, because you're not getting the benefits of exercise and eating well, and you're depriving your body so much and so extremely. So that's why I think 90 days is kind of the magic number, so to speak.
And that seems very manageable versus, you know, maybe like 12 months might not be sustainable for some if it's not part of their lifestyle. So 90 days feels like a really great, exciting number of days and a great goal to have. So I love that that seems like attainable.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you need to see the finish line. So sometimes when it's too far away, you know, you could start well and then you're like, oh my God, I've got 8 more months to go. Like that, you know, it's hard to wrap your head around that. So 90 days, like you just touched on, is something you can see the finish line and you can work towards, and you know that the changes are still going to be really dramatic by the end of your 90 days.
Mm-hmm. So in terms of, two questions come to mind. One, diet. Second, exercises. So in your, you know, in the recipes that you send forward and, you know, what types of food do you recommend people eat kind of leading up to, or during that 90 days or leading up to their wedding? Like, what are the best types of foods that one should be eating?
Well, for me, again, you know, going back to the recipes, I try and take like a big picture view at life, really. So, you know, realistically, let's say your wedding is in 3 months. In those 3 months, I guarantee you've got a bachelor party or a bachelorette. I hope so anyways. Mm-hmm. You've got cake testing. You know, you can attest to this. You've got all these events, dinners, lunches, whatever it is. And again, you do not want to feel like so restrictive that you cannot enjoy yourself. So for me, it's not about completely cutting carbohydrates out. It's not about going on a fat-free diet. It's not about, you know, being that restrictive. It's about having a well-balanced meal plan that consists of, you know, protein, healthy fats you really want to focus on, good for the skin in a lot of ways, obviously really energizing. And then also, you want to make sure you are getting some carbohydrates. Really important for like tone, muscle, also energy levels, also sanity. If you don't have carbohydrates for 90 days, you might be turned into, what is the word, like bridezilla or something?
Yeah, bride or groomzilla, absolutely.
yeah, exactly. So that's kind of my outtake, is you need that the main food groups all together, but you also need to focus on like portion sizes, portion control, timing of that, and that all goes into the meal plan.
The meal plan. And do you tailor meal plans depending on the individual, or is there any similar, you know, things that you kind of incorporate in everybody's meal plan?
Well, 100%, like every plan I do, I think, you know, it's so important that the plan's made for the person. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you couldn't eat avocado, you don't like mushrooms, or maybe, you know, vegan or whatever it is, I can take that into account and I will make a plan, a meal plan that you really, really enjoy. Because that's the goal, right? Again, no one's going to stick to a meal plan if they don't enjoy it,
right?
Maybe for, you know, you can hold out for a few weeks, but it's not going to be sustainable in the long run. So that's goal number one, is always make it for the individual, you know, gluten-free, dairy-free, whatever that entails and whatever that looks like. That will be the bulk of my time, making sure that it's bang on for the person.
Okay. And then when it comes to fitness and exercise, you know, because a lot of people think they just need to, you know, run like crazy, but maybe that's true, but, or is like weight training more important? Like, what would you recommend for people, I guess, trying to either lose a few pounds or build muscle, or just to stay kind of healthy and strong throughout those 90 days?
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's a funny one from my personal experience. So I used to play professional rugby. I played in England for about 10 years and, you know, I would train, you know, multiple times a day with my team, like multiple for hours a day, right? In the gym, fitness, on the field. So probably 6 times a week and multiple times a day. And I am now just as strong and just as nearly just as fit and strong, leaner than when I played rugby and feel, honestly, I feel way better. And I train a fraction of the time. So more isn't always better, if okay. that makes sense. Mm-hmm. So, you know, running on the treadmill for an hour or an hour and a half or whatever you're doing, it doesn't mean you're going to get better results than someone who runs on the treadmill for 15 minutes. It's entirely on how you do it and how you train. So again, depending on your goals, like everything is always down to the individual. So if you're looking to lose weight, for example, my number one, hands down, tip would be HIIT training. And my wife used it. She looked incredible for our wedding. She still does it. She's yes. mom. And obviously time is of the essence, right? And you want to maximize your time. So HIIT training is high intensity interval training.
Okay.
And basically how that differentiates from, you know, other cardio, like steady state cardio, is that you're elevating your heart rate for short periods of time. So maybe you're on the treadmill for 20 seconds or rower or bike or whatever it is, doing body weight exercises as fast as you can go. It doesn't matter about anyone else. It's purely down to you, and whatever is hard for you is going to get good results. So you push it as hard as you can for 20 seconds, then you rest 20 seconds. You rest. You're literally not moving. You catch your breath and you'll feel like you're gasping for air. And you do that for 15, 20 minutes. You keep repeating that cycle. Your body and your metabolism is going to go through the roof. And what happens is your body's working so hard to pull in oxygen for the rest of the day and recover that you're actually burning more, and you can be burning more calories for up to 24 hours.
Wow.
Whereas steady state cardio, so, you know, the incline walks, the slow jogs, you never elevate your heart rate to a threshold that's high enough. So therefore, the moment you start exercising, your body just goes back to normal. You stop burning. And there's a whole host of other factors. But I mean, for me, it really does come down to HIIT training. And then obviously you have weightlifting as well, which again, you know, if you're already really lean and you just want to get more toned, maybe you want to put on a little bit of muscle, you definitely want to incorporate some weights as well. But I mean, the spectrum for me, it's not just one or the other. It's trying to find the right mix for that individual, depending on their body type, depending on their goals. But again, like, you know, HIIT training is definitely a must for overall wellness, I think.
Okay. I'm going to try that. I mean, I've done that before, but I've never incorporated that every time I work out. So thank you. And your wife, by the way, looks unreal. You and your family are adorable. And
yeah.
Oh, if that's what your wife does, I am all over it.
Yeah. I mean, you know what? She's an incredible woman, and it's crazy. You know, for the wedding, she used the HIIT training, and then now as a mom, seeing her use it, you know, it's amazing what you can do in 15 to 20 minutes, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, and that just goes back. That's same with me, right? I'm not training in the gym. My wife would kill me if I spent over an hour in the gym now. As much as I'd like to get back to my rugby days where, you know, hang out with the guys and lift some weights, that's definitely not the case. So it's short, sharp, and make the most of it.
And again, just going back to being realistic and what's attainable, that seems very manageable, you know, for even the busiest of people. So that's really, really great advice. And then you talked about, you know, there's so many different, I guess, nutrition trends out there, like keto diet, intermittent fasting. Can you speak to both of those? And what do you think about A, keto, and B, intermittent fasting?
Yeah, I've experimented towards the end of my rugby career. Like I said, I wasn't feeling great, right? Despite, you know, in theory, how well we were taking care of our bodies. And so I started experimenting with different ways of eating. And first I tried keto. And for me, again, it just goes down to not sustainable. Like, you know, people can get incredible results with keto diet, but there are so many downfalls to it as well. For example, so basically just explaining a little backstory on the keto, that basically means you're having no carbohydrates or very, very minimal carbohydrates to stay in ketosis and get in ketosis. Mm-hmm. So that is when you're using your fat cells, your fat stores to as energy source. So you're burning fat as your fuel, essentially, which is a huge benefit. However, you get into ketosis. Now, if you were going into your wedding and you were going on, you were having a, you know, a dinner party, you know, in the build up to your wedding, and you had a beer and a sliver of cake, you'd be out of ketosis. It's got sugar, it's got carbohydrates, and you're out of ketosis. Next day, you're going to have the keto hangover, which is like almost like getting the flu. It feels terrible. And you know, you can have like stinky breath, and it's just, there's a whole host of factors that you do not want to be dealing with the keto flu. You do not want to be saying, I cannot go near a carbohydrate. Otherwise, you know, my whole, regime is thrown out the window. Mm-hmm. So for me, it just, it didn't work in real life. And that was my experience anyways. It just, and that's why I think a well-rounded meal plan is so much more effective and sustainable. And, you know, you're not going to have those swings in, oh, I dropped 10 pounds. And then all of a sudden you've got the keto flu and now you put on 10 pounds because you just kind of throw everything away.
Mm-hmm. We'll get right back to today's interview. But first, I wanted to tell you about an exciting new workshop series that I'll be hosting for people just like you, brides and grooms-to-be that are planning their own dream wedding and need a little guidance on the what, why, how, when of wedding planning. Let me be clear, weddings can be daunting, overwhelming, expensive, and stressful, but they can also be so much fun if you can manage to plan a wedding within your budget with all the people you love the most and without any last-minute surprises. And I want to help you take the stress and fear out of the planning and make you feel prepared for what's to come. I've taken my decades of professional wedding planning experience and created a custom one-day crash course that will walk you in detail through all the steps you need to cover. The workshops will be starting this spring in Vancouver, but we will be touring throughout North America as well. So if you're interested and want us to come to your city, let me know. You will find more info on what's included in the workshop and can buy your tickets on my website, AllieArmstrongEvents.com. That's Allie with a Y, AllieArmstrongEvents.com. Okay, now back to today's interview. And then intermittent fasting, and correct me if I'm wrong, you do this, right? I've seen you talk about it on your stories before. Can you explain what intermittent fasting is and kind of the pros of doing that?
Yes, I was super happy you asked that. So again, this is something I experimented with at the end of my rugby career, and I honestly think it's life-changing. And not to do a self-plug, but I put together a intermittent fasting guide. I don't know if we can link it, but it basically explains everything there is to know about intermittent fasting and how you can implement it easily into your life, because for me, it's just a game changer. It makes your life so much more flexible and, again, enjoyable, right? You know, if you've got kids or you're going to your wedding, you're busy, you're working, you're traveling, bachelorette parties, this is a tool that can be used to not only ensure you're burning fat and getting the results you want, but also stay energized, more flexible with your eating, so you can have a little freedom to, you know, have a slice of pizza or cake or whatever the case may be, because I'm sure if you see my Instagram, you're like, oh, I'm having quite a few whoopsies there. but essentially it comes down to intermittent fasting is just going, it's not a diet. It's simply just an eating pattern. So I mean, you're going 16 hours is kind of the ideal time. It's called 16-hour, 8-hour fast, which means you are not eating for 16 hours. Now, you know, don't panic, anyone listening. That means, you know, you sleep hopefully 8 hours of those 16 hours, right? Mm-hmm. So what it would look like is, say you stop eating, you have your dinner at 7 p.m. That means 12 hours from 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. is going to be 12 hours, right? Mm-hmm. So you only got to go to 11 a.m. without food. Basically, you're just skipping breakfast.
And can you have a coffee when you first wake up? Is that part of it?
Yeah. Coffee is 100% okay. I start my every single day with coffee, and coffee, again, has a ton of benefits, helps mobilize fatty acids. It also makes you more alert, energized, all that good stuff. So caffeine for me is a must. So I have my coffee. You can also have green tea. Start your day, do your workout. If you can work out in the morning fasted, it's like adding gasoline to the fat burning machine. You just light through your fat stores, because you're depleted of carbohydrates. You're going to burn your fat as your fuel source, And then come 11, you just resume your normal eating and you cut off eating at 7 p.m. and you repeat again day after day. And that way, you know, you're shortening your eating window while your body's burning, and the effects are just incredible.
And then you would follow the 90-day meal plan within that eating period as well. So you're still being mindful, eating healthy, good fats, you know, some carbs. And then if you just really, like you said, want to add fuel, that's kind of an added benefit of intermittent fasting.
100%. Yeah. So, you know, like if you got your meal plan, for me, you're still going to eat all those meals and snacks just in a more condensed eating window.
Okay.
And you know, it's just the benefits and how I say it's like more flexible. First of all, you're not worrying about making breakfast in the morning. Second of all, if you're away, say, you know, at your bachelorette, instead of, you know, waking up and having food right away, you can kind of give your, say you've gone out the night before, you can kind of give your metabolism a little boost, reboot, I guess the word would be, reboot in the morning by skipping or delaying your breakfast and eating, you know, starting your eating at 12 instead of, you know, 10 in the morning. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no, my husband's been doing this for a couple of years. And in the beginning, I thought he was crazy because he wouldn't eat till noon. And I never thought I could do it. And I've recently started this as well. And it's not hard, actually. Once your body gets used to it, it's very manageable and sustainable. So I look forward to continuing down that path. And
yes, I love it.
Love it. And also, so this is, I'm asking this mainly for myself, but I'm sure there's more people out there that have this question. So for instance, just going to use me as an example, I've been doing really well. I've been on your meal plan, but I just was in Palm Springs for 2 days for a wedding. And I got back at 2 a.m. last night. I'm heading to the Bahamas on Sunday. I did not do well while I was in Palm Springs. So say someone's, you know, has a little, you know, hiccup, they go to their bachelorette, they drink their face off, they eat burritos at 2 a.m. I'm not saying that's what I did in Palm Springs, but you know, it yeah. happens.
I think you're just, you know, describing someone. You know,
hypothetically,
a friend.
Yeah, I'm just asking for a friend. Say they've got like this short window of time to save themselves. Can you offer any advice, you know, to kind of like kickstart that final week leading into a main event, wedding, vacation, whatever it might be? What would you recommend one do? And again, asking for a friend.
Well, I would call up your friend. Mm-hmm. And first thing I would say is you definitely want to reboot the metabolism with fasting. So even if that means, you know, say you're, you know, normally eating at 11 a.m., maybe extend it to 12 just to for that extra hour of fat burning. And then I would also say HIIT training fasted, like HIIT cardio, sorry. So you want to get your HIIT cardio. That is the number one way to burn fat and, you know, feel incredible as well. So for me, whenever, you know, Brody and I are traveling, like you, we were just in Bahamas actually, and it always comes down to like, all right, we're going away, let's just crank up the HIIT cardio. Again, doesn't have to be long, but that needs to be your focus. The fasting, HIIT cardio, and just eating nice and lean. And it's, you know, it's incredible how your body can react and change and reboot in just a week.
Hmm. Okay. Well, that's promising. Absolutely. And thank you.
So, tell your friend.
I will tell my friend. She's going to be thrilled. There is hope. So you have a lean plan for couples, and I saw that you've been creating this. So what are the benefits, and what would you recommend if couples want to, you know, work out together or do meal plans together? You know, what's the benefit of that?
Yeah, it's been something I've been really passionate about ever since I started the lean plan. I started getting, you know, more questions from people inquiring about starting their journey, whether or not they could do it with their significant other or their partner. And, you know, I really try to make a plan, start focusing on making a plan that they could both do together, but still both achieve whatever it is they're trying to achieve, right? So maybe the female is a little leaner and she has different goals like toning, and maybe the male has to lose a little bit more weight. So his goals would be different. So I would, you know, really focus on making a plan in the gym that works for both of them individually. They get their separate plans, and then also really try to tie in the meal plan so that they can cook, they can eat together, they can enjoy their lean journey together and really celebrate all of their progress together. I think that's really important, and they can hold each other accountable mm-hmm. and really enjoy every second of their journey. So how it kind of looks like, you know, generally speaking, most couples would ask for separate workout plans.
Okay.
You know, for example, like I said, the female might want to go to the gym 3 times a week, do 2 workouts at home, and the male might want to go to the gym at work, you know, 5 days a week. Again, they both have different goals. So I would accommodate and make a gym or workout plan tailored to whatever the requests are for that individual. And then the real crux or the real key to the plan is the meal plan, making a meal plan that they can both cook, but they have their specified serving size per individual. So for example, you know, if you were making a smoothie in the morning, you would know how much of your smoothie, the portion size that you're going to be pouring out in your glass. And so would the male. He would know exactly how much he's going to have. And you guys could make that together to keep things easy and realistic and enjoyable.
And yeah, I mean, personally, I find my fitness goals are met more easily when my husband's on the same page. We cook together, we prep together, we support each other and motivate each other. So I love that you have a plan that's focused on couples, because I definitely personally have seen more success that way as well. And then you don't have one being like, come on, let's just go get a blizzard tonight after, you know, after dinner. You're on the same page. Much easier and more sustainable.
Yeah, I know. You know what? Yeah, totally. And that is a huge thing, right? Like, you know, holding each other accountable, being on the same page. Probably the most rewarding thing for me with the couple plans is I've had multiple couples say it's changed the relationship and in some cases saved the relationship. So,
oh, wow.
You know, the benefits, I always loved playing on a team sport, and I would never be a good individual sportsman. Because I like the camaraderie. I liked like celebrating with my team, you know, even mm-hmm. if it was an individual run or someone else made a play, that the process of celebrating is so rewarding, right? Because you're sharing that journey, you're sharing that success.
Yeah.
And I think it's transformed couples' relationship because they're doing that on a daily basis.
Aww, that's so, and then you'd probably be so proud of one another too, just, and you know, it'd be very motivating.
Yeah, totally.
Now, what is the biggest transformation you've seen in 90 days? Do you have any like fun, you know, fun stories?
Yeah, I mean, I've seen, you know, so many people transform and make incredible transformations. Like before starting this journey, before starting the Lean Squad and the Lean Plan, that I didn't even think was possible. You know, Sammy Crandell, she's lost 80 pounds. This mom who's worked at home, she's lost 60 pounds. She's still going. Francesca Whiffen, a Vancouver lady who just got married, she did incredibly well for her wedding. And again, confidence. For me, it's, you know, the physical changes are obviously incredible. Seeing, you know, these massive weight loss and seeing them sustain it and enjoy it. But the biggest thing for me is their attitude and confidence levels mm-hmm. and outlook on life completely transforms. I think too many people focus on like the pounds.
Yes.
When in reality, you need to look at like, how do you feel? Do you want to feel good for your wedding? Well, you know, exercise makes you feel good, right? Do you want to feel happy for your wedding? Well, eating food and not being super restrictive is going to make you feel good. You want to be confident. All these different things that are way, way far outweigh, no pun intended, the benefits of losing a little bit of weight, right? So again, I think they go hand in hand. Like, sure, you're going to want to lose weight. Like, I'm sure that's most people's goals coming into it. But the way they transform mentally is, equally, if not more important than physically.
Yes. And I'm sure, you know, everything, the skin just probably looks better. And everyone, you know, we had an episode on skincare, but, you know, drinking the water and eating healthy just does have such a positive effect on, you know, just, you know, people look radiant and glowing and everybody wants that for their big day.
Yeah, it's incredible. You know, when you start implementing exercise, eating well, like you just touched on, your skin will change. People literally look younger, which is like mind blowing to me. Like they look like they've lost, you know, they're saved 10, they've got 10 years younger, you know, in 2 months. And you're like, how is this possible? So the transformations, again, you know, there's so many different aspects to it, skin, body, mental health, all these different things. And it's so incredible to see. And I think that's definitely the most rewarding part of the Lean Squad for me anyways.
Well, I love your positivity. And I mean, just the character that you are naturally, you're so, I mean, it's infectious. And I just love, you know, watching you and seeing what you're doing and seeing your company grow. And literally, I remember posting something on Insta stories and I tagged you and I had so many private messages being like, oh my gosh, I love him. I follow him. I love what he does. And I think you're just, you know, you're a wealth of knowledge, but also inspiration, and you bring so much joy and you have so much passion for what you do. And I can like feel that energy through social media. So thank you personally for just all of your motivation. And if you can tell us where we can find you online, I already mentioned at Lean Squad, but what's your website? Everyone needs to check you out. Where can people go?
Well, thanks for saying that. Yeah, firstly, Instagram, obviously, that's my home base, pretty much. Mm-hmm. Like you said, the recipes, some workouts, transformations, all that stuff is, I live on Instagram. And it's really the platform that, you know, kind of showcases what the Lean Squad is all about. And then www.lean-squad.com. where you can learn more about the actual 90-day lean plan itself. So how it's tailored to you, how the workouts work, the meal plan, everything that goes along with it, the support. So everyone will get text support and be able to text me and all these things, different things that I think really makes it the most accountable and the best plan. Obviously, in my eyes, my goal from day one was always to make the best plan. So that's what I'm trying to do.
Well, you're nailing it. And just a little funny story is, again, my husband's quite into fitness. And it was a few years ago where he tried something that was not sustainable and he wasn't eating sugar, wasn't eating carbs. And he literally drove to the one Krispy Kreme that exists in British Columbia, bought a dozen donuts and ate them in his car in one sitting. It just, but so when I saw your meal plan, I was like, oh my goodness, this is just, you know, I love all your recipes. I enjoy them. They're tasty. I don't feel like I'm deprived. So thank you so much, Phil, for, you know, what you do, doing what you do, and for joining me today and sharing your knowledge and expertise. And, you know, I can't encourage people enough to check you out and to get on this 90-day lean plan, because I love it.
Well, thank you so much. And yeah, I mean, you know, you're doing incredible things with the wedding planning. And, you know, I just bring it back to just one last thing is, mm-hmm. if you want to feel your best. And I think, you know, whether you're doing the lean plan inside, just implement small little changes. So exercising a little more, try HIIT training, all these things have incredible benefits that you will boost your mental health. And I, you know, as someone who's had concussions and had some mental health, you know, ups and downs, definitely exercise and eating well will make you feel like $1 million on your wedding day.
Oh, I love that. Well, Phil, enjoy the rest of your day. And, I look forward to chatting with you really soon.
Thank you so much, Allie.
Thanks,
really appreciate
Phil.
It.
Okay, we'll talk soon. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Bye. Thank you so much for joining me today for another episode of Almost Married. I hope you all feel a little more prepared and excited for planning the wedding of your dreams. If you have any questions you'd love me to cover or ideas for future episodes, I would absolutely love to hear from you. And you can connect with me on Instagram at Events by Ally, that's A-L-Y, or on my website, www.allyarmstrongevents.com, where we have tons of other resources on the website for you to help you create a beautiful, personal, and stress-free wedding day. And if you are so inclined, you can also sign up for my workshop series on my website as well. Last but definitely not least, I would be so appreciative if you left a rating and review of this podcast in your favorite podcast app. It really does help get the word out to other almost married couples who need a little help along the way. And better yet, share this podcast with other brides or grooms-to-be. Thank you again, lovelies, and I hope you join me back here next week where we'll tackle another need-to-know wedding challenge. Bye for now.